We're going to be doing some stuff like that. I'm all here for that sound effect. I want more of that.
I got a recorder doing that.
Yes, we need
our official chicken sound there.
And even more coming up right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Schools nearby have canceled classes after trail cameras at the popular Longwood Gardens in Brandywine, Pennsylvania, spotted a convicted killer. Daniello Cavalcante was an escapee last week from the Chester County Prison. Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens spoke to reporters just moments ago.
The photos confirm that Cavalcante has not changed his appearance, but also that he has obtained a backpack, a duffel sling-type pack, and a hooded sweatshirt.
Bivens says that it is only a matter of time before Cavalcante is captured.
What I can tell you is I think that, what's occurred is that pressure that we've been putting on him is working.
Enrique Tarrio, the former national chair of the Proud Boys, will be sentenced this afternoon in a Washington, D.C. courtroom for seditious conspiracy in the January 6th insurrection.
Nearly all of the principal leaders of the January 6th rampage have been convicted of seditious conspiracy, with sentences ranging between 10 to 18 years.
CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum says Enrique Tarrio was not at the Capitol on January 6th, although he did help plan and direct the uprising on that day and took credit for it. The Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's impeachment trial will begin today. CBS's Janet Shamlian has the latest.
Paxton's fate is in the hands of the Texas Senate. Function. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick will serve as the judge, and 31 state senators will preside over the trial as jury, including Paxton's wife, Angela, a state senator, though she's barred from voting.
The mass exodus from Nevada's famed Burning Man Festival is underway. Tens of thousands of people got trapped by mud after a severe rainstorm that dumped an inch of rain and caused some flooding. CBS's Elise Preston is there witnessing the exodus.
It could take 12 hours to get out of this campsite traffic. Organizers are asking people to stagger their departures to help relieve some of this traffic jam.
More than half of the country is experiencing sweltering heat, but meteorologist Stephanie Abrams at the Weather Channel says relief is on the way.
Minneapolis, 91 degrees today. Tomorrow, the high is going to drop over 20 degrees, and we're going to top out at 66. And it will take a few more days for all this cool air to get all the way to the East Coast.
A major upset in college football last night.
It's one of the biggest wins in Duke football history.
Duke shocked number 9 Clemson 28-7, as heard on ESPN. It was the Blue Devils' first win against Clemson since 2004. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Financial tips from Dave. You want to budget your money, but you don't know where to start. Try the 50-30-20 budget plan. Each month, you divide your paycheck into three categories, spending 50% of it on things you need, like food and rent, 30% on the things you want, like new shoes, and saving the remaining 20% or using it to pay off debt. Dave is the banking app that can help you get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. Go to Dave.com for more information.
Every piece of land has a story. For the Nelsons, it's cruising around their Montana ranch on a John Deere Gator XUV 835R. With 3,000 acres, there's plenty of work to do.
We're not afraid to jump in and help each other out.
That's how they've kept their ranch going for 5 generations.
It's all about efficiency.
Like teaching visitors to fly fish.
The whole joy with fly fishing is matching the hatch.
Run with us on a Gator XUV 835R and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 93. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tonight, lows dip down to about 68. Cloudy skies. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow, highs around 75. Cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 76.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. We hope it's treating you good. We're certainly gonna. The next hour is gonna be a lot of fun. We're gonna get in some entertainment news. Got some That Ain't Right stories. Good stories of the day all coming up. And after we're done with our entertainment segment here, we're gonna get into are these pet peeves valid or ridiculous?
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Glad we're finally gonna get that figured out. Yeah.
We'll solve it here, right here today.
And mm-hmm. We, of course, are looking forward to our good friend Bill Heck and Tom Heiser joining us with our monthly Veterans Update.
Always nice.
Yes, always appreciate the getting those in. I love having that.
Yep.
Let's start things off with a little bit of entertainment. And, of course, we talked about this on our sister station, WIRI Sunrise Show. We have lost a legend, too many. Jimmy Buffett passed away over the weekend. He died on Friday at the age of 76 after battling a rare and aggressive form of skin cancer called Merkel cell.
Wow.
Which I always find as one of the last acts almost of these artists when we hear about when they pass from something that isn't in the common knowledge.
Right, right.
It's almost one last thing that they do of bringing awareness to something like this that we might not know otherwise about.
Or, right.
Yeah, it gives us a chance to learn more about.
Exactly.
It brings attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
He's been fighting this for the last 4 years. His last show was a surprise appearance in Rhode Island in early July. Jimmy was born on Christmas Day in 1946 down in Mississippi. He grew up in Alabama, but returned to attend the University of Southern Mississippi. After graduating in 69, he performed in the streets and bars of New Orleans, and he became known as a, quote, fun performer who didn't take himself too seriously. Obviously, his biggest hits, Margaritaville, came out in 77, but had quite a few after that. Cheeseburger in Paradise, Why Don't We Get Drunk, Son of a Sailor. Of course, A Pirate Looks at 40. Late in his career, he made a major mark on country music and shared in success with Alan Jackson, Zac Brown Band, Clint Black, Kenny Chesney, Toby Keith, everybody, basically.
he really made a mark, yeah.
One thing I wanted to touch on that we didn't get a chance to on WIRI, I wanted to focus on his music more on there. Here, I wanted to focus more on his marketing. In addition to music, he launched a massive hospitality business around Margaritaville, became a best-selling author, and led a devoted fan base of, quote, parrot heads, all that earning him, by the time of his passing, a net worth of over $1 billion.
Jeez. Smart man.
Mr. I don't take myself too seriously. Mr. I'm just going to bop around in a parrot shirt, you know, and just
in a Hawaiian shirt. Bum.
Yeah, right.
Laid back, all this. Make no mistake about it. Jimmy was also a very shrewd businessman.
Yes, he was.
And a guy who really believed in giving back. His work with manatees and the attention that he gave to that subject is unparalleled almost.
Yep.
I don't know if anybody else, when you think of that, who had did something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Jimmy released more than 30 albums in his career, and a few weeks before his passing, he was promoting an upcoming album called Equal Strain on All Parts. It's unclear if it'll still be coming out.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney posted a long tribute online where he said, quote, right up to the last minute, his eyes still twinkled with a humor that said, I love this world and I'm not going to enjoy, and I'm going to enjoy every minute of it.
Nice. Boy, if you get someone like Paul McCartney giving you a tribute like that, that's like saying that. Something. Wow. That is saying something. Wow.
It really does. It really. I mean, it's not just you will be missed, R.I.P. or something like that. That's a beautiful line.
Yeah.
Right up to the last minute, his eyes still twinkled with a humor that said, I love this world and I'm going to enjoy every minute of it. Somebody said something about that, like, I would want it on my tombstone.
Yeah,
like, that is a beautiful line to say about somebody.
Wow.
Man, that is good.
Something else.
Dad Rock is where some of Jimmy Buffett's work lie. Use that as a segue into this. So when you hear the term Dad Rock, what comes to mind? Zeppelin, Black Sabbath, or is it a little skew a little bit younger? Motley Crue, Iron Maiden, or even a little younger than that? Pearl Jam, Nirvana, okay. Alice in Chains.
Right.
Anybody else feel old right now?
Yeah, really old.
Well, if that didn't make you feel old, also consider dad rock now, My Chemical Romance and Linkin Park.
Oh, no.
Some kid made a video saying that those bands are indeed dad rock now. And so is System of a Down, 3 Days Grace, Deftones, Slipknot, Bullet for My Valentine, Fall Out Boy, Sum 41.
Fall Out Boy?
Yeah.
Really?
Interestingly and possibly ironic, the kid who made the video was wearing a Metallica shirt.
It probably was, but still.
Yeah. Well, in the defense of all of this, make better music, younger yeah. artists.
Come on, you guys.
Make better music, and you wouldn't need ours. You wouldn't need, because you can make fun of this music, but they are still pumping it out.
They are still.
Yeah, and they're still very popular.
Yeah.
Look at the biggest downloads. Look at the biggest, like, that people that are still buying vinyl and those things. Mm-hmm. And it's all these acts.
Mm-hmm.
It's not these younger, like, bands and stuff. I don't think it's their fault completely.
Mm-hmm.
If you were a young artist in this day and age and you're starting out and you're like, most every artist wants to be original. Mm-hmm. Most every mm-hmm. artist wants to do something
their own
different.
Sound, right? Yeah.
What are you going to do? What hasn't been done? So you just start mashing stuff up.
Yep.
And now if you want to be a rock artist, you mash stuff up. And I don't know if it's necessarily what you consider rock, if what you were growing up with.
Right, right.
I would say some of the problem, because I've heard some original artists, and then they get signed by some record label.
Mm.
And they get ruined because they just sound like everybody else then, instead of what they originally sounded like. So I think part of the problem are the producers.
Oh, yep. Those producers.
Yep.
Well, like James talks about a lot.
Yeah, Seth.
I've not produced any albums yet. But I was going to say, kind of like the producers James talks about in the television and movie industry. It's they have a lot of influence and they have a lot of sway. And it's you're not wrong. And the same thing happens in music too.
Say you're a creative, you're a writer, you're a director on a TV show, a movie, or mm-hmm. you're even a musician in a studio.
Right.
And the producer comes in and says, "Hey, I think this." And you say, I don't think that works creatively. And then they say, well, that's fine. I'm just going to take my money, mm-hmm. and I'm leaving now. I'm Eric Cartman. You guys, I'm going home. And he's like taking his ball and going home
right.
and everything. And then all of a sudden, your project doesn't get made.
Yep.
Yeah. So really, they will pitch this to you as, I'm just going to, I'm just spitballing. And if you like this, use it. If you don't, that's fine.
But if you don't...
I'm not going to like that so much.
I'm going home.
Yeah.
It's that, I wanted to wrap up. This isn't really an entertainment story, but I just wanted to talk about this, and I've waited long enough.
All right.
Metallica got a furry four-legged visitor during one of their L.A. shows at the SoFi Stadium.
Uh-oh.
A dog named Storm snuck out of her home nearby and somehow got into the stadium all by herself.
Wow.
There is a photo of Storm sitting in a row just watching the show.
Oh, wow.
There was some concern that someone had brought their dog with them into the show, but the band says that wasn't the case. In an Instagram post, they joked she had a great time listening to her favorite songs, Bark Exnia, Master of Puppies, The Mailman Never Comes. And in case you were wondering, no, you definitely shouldn't bring your furry friends to concerts.
No.
This dog sure did have her fun there, and did have a fun time. Storm was safely reunited with her family the next day.
Just wanted to see the show.
Animals have a billion times more sensitive hearing than we do.
Yeah.
This dog was not enjoying itself. It was confused, and it just stayed in one place because that's what animals do when they're confused.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what to do. I'm glad Metallica had fun with this. I think it's a funny story, and it's cute and all, but in all seriousness, never do something like this.
No, don't bring animals.
Never.
Right. Not on purpose.
No.
Quit acting like these animals are about you. It's about them.
Or are humans, for that matter.
For that matter.
They're not humans. Yeah, yeah, they're not.
If you have an animal and you think it's more about you than them, you should not have that animal.
Yeah.
It is a partnership.
Mm-hmm.
It is a team that's going on there.
Yes, it is.
And you shouldn't be bringing it is a very cool shot, though. It is, and well played by Metallica.
Yeah, that's right.
That was a pretty good. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will be joined by Bill Heck and Tom Heiser with our monthly Veterans Update. We've got that coming up, along with plenty more show, and we're going to get into pet peeves.
Pet peeves.
Are these pet peeves valid or ridiculous?
Does Melissa count?
Or are they about pets? Hey!
Coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
Are you looking for help with nutrition? WFHR's current sponsor for the Kitchen's Open segment, the Southwood County YMCA, has a variety of options. Sign up for their 5-week Prevent and Thrive with Diabetes class that starts October 18th. Lunch and learn the last Wednesday of the month and watch delicious, healthy meals being prepared that you then get to eat. Visit their website, swcymca.org, to see the full list of classes and register, or call 715-818-9266.
Stoiber Healthcare would love to help you get healthy naturally. I'm Dr. Moselle Stoiber.
And I'm Dr. Erin Stoiber-Aldi. We provide gentle, expert chiropractic care for all ages.
We also offer True Weight Solutions, our doctor-supervised weight loss program, laser therapy, custom-made arch supports, and high-quality nutritional supplements.
And don't forget, we also have two amazing licensed massage therapists on staff to help you. Call Stoiber Healthcare at 715-424-4646 for an appointment today.
That's 715-424-4646.
Matt LePay for Steinhoffels. Since 1934, Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress destination for quality, selection, and service. Steinhoffels is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. During the weekend of September 22nd through the 24th, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffels store, spend $2,999 or more, and get a $100 in-store or online gift card to the University Bookstore to get the latest Badgers gear and apparel. Relax, it's Steinhoffels.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 93. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows dip down to about 68. Cloudy skies. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Highs around 75. Cloudy skies expected.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 76.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR.
I'm talking foolish. You've heard that I'm wild and I'm free. You may wonder how I can promise you now. This love that I feel for you always will be.
We hope you're having a great start to your week out there. Seth, Melissa, and James here. And we're looking forward to, in just a little bit after Melissa's news, being joined by our friends Bill Heck and Tom Heiser with our monthly Veterans Update.
Yeah.
It's coming up for you right around the corner, everybody. Right now, let's talk a little pet peeves.
Okay.
Pet peeves came into use in the early 20th century from the combination of the word pet, meaning an especially cherished thing, and the word peeve, meaning irritated or exasperated. Peeve is derived from a late 14th century word, peevesi, meaning perverse or capricious, like originating from the Latin pervicius.
Oh, okay.
So I thought it was kind of cool. Where does this term come from?
Yeah.
You know, the pet peeve.
That's an interesting phrase. Yeah, it really is.
And that was it. That was all we had, everybody. We're going to move on to... No. I just thought that was a good segue into this topic.
Yeah.
Because I think we've used that term our whole lives. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many people actually know where it comes from, necessarily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We like to educate on this show.
Yeah. Even stuff you didn't want to know.
Yeah. Now you do.
It's kind of our wheelhouse. Kind of. Everyone's got a few pet peeves, but does the average person think yours is valid or ridiculous?
Okay.
Let's get into this. Let's have some fun. And, of course, we always want your cooperation. We want you to join the conversation, 424-2600. Go and collaborate with us. Join us, everybody. We want to know what you think of these pet peeves. I want to know your pet peeves.
Nice.
Let's share in the misery. Let's share in our pet peeves, everybody.
Misery loves company.
How many people hate breadcrumbs in the butter? That's a big one.
Is that one? Is that a big one for you?
For me. It's a common one I've heard a lot. Okay, all right. I've heard that one a lot. For me, I can't stand when people tell me the ending to a movie or a TV show I haven't seen.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably my biggest.
Spoiler.
Yeah, that's probably my biggest one. But I don't have a ton of these.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do we want to go around the room here and go through our pet peeves, or are we going to the article? What do we think?
I'm trying to think of my pet peeves. Let's go to the article so I can think of it.
Yeah, let's go with the article.
Yeah. Someone asked over 15,000 people to weigh in on some common pet peeves. That's a pretty nice list right there.
Number. Yeah.
So when someone puts their shopping cart next to the cart return, but not in it.
That just seems a little dumb.
Yeah.
Like, you're like right so close.
Yeah. 82% of people think that's a valid pet peeve.
Yeah. I agree with that. Mm.
Do what I do. Park next to the cart return. Then you don't have to go very far, you know?
That's so good. That's so good. When you're watching TV and the audio and video are even a millisecond off.
Yeah, when they're not lined up.
Oh, yeah.
That happens quite often with some streaming services.
Yes. Mm. 89% say valid pet peeve. That's a valid pet peeve.
That's very weird and annoying. Mm-hmm. And then, I can see why it's disturbing almost. It's like, it's not lined up.
The only fix for that is to be doing like a project or something where you're not watching the TV the whole time.
You're just listening,
looking up occasionally and mostly listening. Then
there
it
you go.
Then it doesn't bother you.
Maybe it's growing up watching all those horribly dubbed, martial arts movies and stuff growing up. That doesn't bother me as much. It does a little bit. I'll admit it does a little bit. What really bothers me, though, is the commercial breaks. Like, I don't mind them taking commercial breaks. Like, if you got an old show you're watching, you're rewatching a show that was on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Those shows were built with commercial breaks.
The spot built in.
So do it at that time.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Don't take the break, like, in the middle of a sentence or something. I'll be honest here. I like Paramount Plus. I think it's a fun one. It's a nice streaming service. They got a lot of nice options on there. They are by far and away the worst at the commercial breaks. It's built into the show.
Yeah.
How can they not have the algorithm work out where it takes the break right there? It's smack in the face to the people that are paying for the service, I really believe.
Yeah.
I guess I do have another pet peeve.
We're finding things out.
You got to only imagine that they didn't actually watch the shows to see where the commercial breaks were supposed to be. They built it on this many minutes in is the best spot to place it. It doesn't matter what the show is about or where it should be.
How about this one on YouTube? You're watching YouTube and we expect, hey, it's free television. We get commercial breaks. Yeah. No big deal. But then when I rewind and the break comes back.
You got to watch the break again.
Yeah. That one sounds frustrating. That's a rough one. Again, it is free TV. I can't play too much.
Right.
You want to turn red, right on red, but the person in front of you is waiting to go straight.
I don't know that you can get too upset about that one.
No.
You're at an intersection.
Yeah.
55% say that's annoying. That's a little too high for me.
A bit much. Yeah.
Well, only, I guess I could get behind that if it's a turn only lane.
That would make sense. Yeah. But I think they mean just regular,
Right. When you could go straight or turn.
When someone's driving the speed limit in the fast lane, 93% think it's okay to get angry about that one. Wow, 93%.
The speed limit. Wait, you're driving even though it's in like the pass. Well, first of all, you're not supposed to be driving in the passing lane, people. That's only for passing. That's why it's called that.
Mm-hmm.
But so you're supposed to be going the speed limit. Maybe that's just me, but I don't know.
When someone's driving under the speed limit, it is frustrating. Period. I think it is.
Yeah. But these at the speed limit, then I think that should be okay.
Yeah.
It should be okay, but don't hog the left lane.
No, I don't think you should do that.
Get over.
Yep.
Boy, there's another one. you're going down any streets that aren't a main street, and you've got the person that's got to take up the whole road.
Oh, gosh.
And when you look at them funny because you're trying to turn into that lane, they give you the weird look. What? This is my road. These people that act like they own these roads, that they are their roads, and they're the only person that matters.
No.
When someone eats around you, but you're not eating, 9% say that 9% say you should be annoyed by that.
I'm glad that number is low.
That's really low, and that's
weird
because that's a weird thing to get upset about.
Yeah, that seems like a weird one to get a little. You know,
we don't
bent
eat on the same regimented schedule that
exactly.
we used to 100 years ago.
Unless you're like Brad Pitt in Ocean's 11 or something.
Right.
Yeah. Always eating.
Always eating. Let's take a call real quick. What's on your mind?
Oh, the passing lane on Highway 54 between Clover and Wisconsin Rapids is the worst. You go 55 miles an hour in that passing lane.
Yeah, yeah. I knew exactly where you're going to go with this.
Nice.
I knew it. I think a lot of us do in this
area.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. We all know that one, yeah.
Here's the thing, and we're not the only ones that hear about this. I've talked to my dad about this. My dad has talked to some people up in Marshfield about it. Like, if this is so common, how are none of us, who's the ones doing this? We all know better.
It's like two people that are doing it everywhere.
Two people that must be doing this. We gotta get to them.
There's actually one vehicle that I kind of have an idea what time that vehicle is in that area because I've caught up to them. It's like, move.
Just please.
Get out of the way.
Because
then you got the people that are in the slow lane going slow, and then this person is...
Yeah.
It's so frustrating.
You're trying in your car with all your willpower to motivate, to push. Like, if you could just believe in telepathy.
It
only mentally existed, send them signals.
Just in this one moment, if you could just get to that.
Push
person,
the gas just a little bit more. Just a little bit more.
It's a good one. Great reference, sir.
Almost want a bump draft them like you do in NASCAR.
Just right. Just a little encouragement. Just a little encouragement. Always good talking to you, sir. Thanks for the call.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
You too.
Appreciate you. When someone puts the toilet paper roll on the wrong way, quote the wrong way, 45% say that's valid. 55% say chill out. There's not really a wrong way to do it.
That was my question. Which is the right way then?
It's a preferred way.
That's all
some
it is.
Some people prefer it from coming over the top, and some people prefer it coming out the bottom.
Yeah.
Nice way to word that, Melissa. Yeah.
I'm sure fights have broken out in houses because of that, though. No, it's got to be this way.
No, and often I will flip it over. If I don't like the way it is, I just turn it around.
Yeah.
Wherever I am, doesn't matter.
Same.
Wow.
Same. Yeah.
Wow, Melissa.
So, Seth, just wait until I come over and use the bathroom at your house. I'm turning them all over.
She's just going to come over to do that.
Just not even say hi.
Yep. I'm using your bathroom.
That's hilarious. She doesn't even say hi. She's just hi to Beth, and that's it. Hi, Beth, to the boys, and then uses the bathroom and leaves. When there's only one non-self checkout lane open at the grocery store in the middle of the day, 80% think that that's a valid complaint.
Wow.
There's only one non-self checkout.
So one with an actual person.
Yep.
Checking people out.
Exactly.
I agree. I think that there should be more than that, especially if the store is busy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny because self-checkout still has to have people there.
Yeah.
It's not like they're just leaving it alone. They have to have people that are there.
Usually they have but they have one person monitoring four or six checkout spots.
Right.
When two motorcycles take up two full-size parking spots, 69% of people agree it's annoying.
Oh, I guess I don't see that.
I can't even remember the last time I saw that.
I think I was not that many motorcycles.
I think I was a kid the last time I saw somebody do that. Yeah.
That must be from big city. Those big city folk,
But I also kind of feel like, I mean, they're a vehicle. I wouldn't want, if I was a motorcycle driver, I probably wouldn't share my parking spot with some random other motorcycle.
Yeah,
you know,
I got to admit, I really have no issue with this one.
No, not really.
Not only does this, I can't even remember the last time I saw this, but if I did see it, I'd probably do a glance at it, and then, you know, that was about
it. Who cares? Yeah, really.
Yeah, I don't really see this as one of those ones. Here's the thing about pet peeves to me. Even the ones I brought up on my own. There's so much in life to get stressed out
about. They're pretty minor.
That's true.
There's so much drama in life, man. I mean, it gets so wears you out and so tiresome. I at a certain point, it's just kind of like,
Well, something to consider. Maybe it's because it is a small thing that it's easier to get upset about, you know, instead of having to deal with all the other junk, you know, that's going on in your life and just say, you know, blah, 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 blah. And maybe it's a stress release. I don't know.
There's a frustration with life in society and with things sometimes. You're frustrated about recycling. Well, this seems so simple. It seems like such a good thing to do for the planet, for the world. Why would you not do this? You get frustrated with that, and it seems like such a big thing. It's such, what can I do? How can I impact this? But you see somebody taking up two parking spaces. Well, that I can do. That I can take.
I can be outraged about.
I can do something about this. I'm going to speak to a manager. I am going to be the Nelson Mandela of parking spots. I'm going to make something happen here. And I get a little of that. I think everybody can relate to a little of that.
I can flip over Seth's toilet paper rolls.
small things, but you know.
The small things.
And very satisfying.
Very satisfying. And finally, when someone in front of you at Starbucks has a high maintenance order that takes forever, 76% say it's fair to be annoyed by that person.
Easy fix for that one. Don't go to Starbucks.
I've got news. I got news for you. That's everyone at Starbucks, including you. Every single person who orders at Starbucks has one of those orders. Sorry. Burst your bubble.
I'm pretty sure you can't go to Starbucks and order something that doesn't take 5 minutes.
I'd like some black coffee. What?
Yeah, I don't think they allow you to do that.
What? Sorry.
We're going to need some time to you know, brew that. That's not a thing we keep on.
Dude, you still have 2 minutes and 32 seconds left, man. What are you doing?
We will take a break right here, get to Melissa's news. When we come back, we got our monthly veterans update with Bill Heck and Tom Heiser. Looking forward to that. And also a little bit later, a study found opposites attract. Do they or not?
Do
we're
they?
Gonna get into that. Coming up on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. A Marshfield police officer was injured while arresting a 39-year-old man in Marshfield on Sunday night. Officers found a valid warrant for the man from Missouri. The man resisted officers during the arrest that took place close to 11 p.m. on Sunday night. The 39-year-old man was arrested and transported to the Wood County Jail. Charges are being requested through the Wood County DA's office for battery to law enforcement, resisting arrest, and bail jumping. The Citizens Utility Board, or CUB, is reminding Wisconsin residents that rate hike hearings start on September 6th in the state. Four major utilities are seeking increases on utility bills that, if approved, would take effect January 1st. The utilities and their hearing dates include Madison Gas and Electric on September 6th, Xcel Energy, Northern States Power, on September 11th, Alliant, Wisconsin Power and Light, on September 13th, and We Energies on October 9th. Wisconsin Public Service is proposing to increase base rates and anticipates offsetting that increase with fuel cost decreases. Their hearing is September 25th. You have the opportunity to submit a public comment or attend a hearing to let them know how rate increases will impact your finances. Visit psc.wi.gov to file a comment online or see the full list of meeting dates and locations. Gas prices fell last week with the national average at the lowest level since July at $3.77. Wisconsin's average gas price was $3.53, which is almost 8 cents lower than last month and a little over 1 cent lower than this time last year. Hurricane Idalia missed hitting significant energy infrastructure on the southern coast, so gas prices were not affected. However, it could be a bit of a bumpy ride for the next week or two if storms threaten the Gulf. In about 2 weeks, we'll switch back to winter gasoline, and we could see more downward pressure on gas prices. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 93. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tonight, lows dip down to about 68. Cloudy skies. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow, highs around 75. Cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 76.
Welcome back. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James, here. I am joined by Melissa Kay, and we are thankfully joined right now by our good friend, Tom Heiser. Tom, thanks so much for being here.
No problem. Thank you for inviting me.
Appreciate the time, Tom. Thank you so much. We usually are joined by Bill Heck with our monthly veterans updates. Going forward, Tom is going to be taking this over.
Yes.
Ooh. I appreciate that, Tom, very much. Tom, to many longtime listeners out there, you may know Tom. He's joined us sort of on the air before, in spirit many times. Tom has sent us many of the updates that we have gotten from our veterans and we really appreciate the work and really appreciate you joining us in studio now, Tom. Thanks a lot for the time.
No problem.
Tom, if you don't mind, let's go ahead right into our monthly veterans update.
What I have is a schedule for veterans activities coming up for the month of September. Actually, tomorrow we have a blood drive out at the VFW Post with Versity. And then on Sunday, September 10th, we're doing a grand affair flag ceremony at Veterans Park about 10 o'clock. And then, as we all know, September 11th, Patriots Day. September 12th, we have Culver's Share Night at the local Culver's from 4 to 8, so there'll be veterans there.
Yeah, that's always a good one.
Oh, very good. Then Heroes Cafe on the 13th. American Legion Post meets that night at 7. Vietnam veterans, they meet on Thursday, September 14th. And then we have the Heroes Cafe on the 21st again, the 27th. Well, I'm sorry, kind of small writing here.
Yeah.
The 27th is Heroes Cafe, and Wednesday also the 27th is the VFW in Pittsville. They have their monthly meeting.
Okay, good to know.
And we just finished up the Brat Fries. We want to thank everybody for participating in that and did very well. And also, we've done the Orange Blossoms and the Buddy Poppies. Those are done. And let everybody know that money stays local.
Right.
There's nobody in the organization that gets paid anything, so that money's turned back over into the community.
Did we have a nice turnout when it comes to those? Not just with the giving away, the selling of them, but the people stopping by and saying hi with the brats, with the poppies?
Yeah, it was a very good public response. We really appreciated everything that everybody did. The poppies went very well again this year.
Good.
People were very generous because they know it stays local.
Yeah.
And that's what we promote.
Yeah, there really is never a retiring when it comes to being a veteran. You're always giving back to this country. We appreciate that so much.
Well, thank you very much. We try to stay active and stay in the community. As a matter of fact, last Lincoln High School football game, we presented the colors.
Yeah.
And we're doing that for Assumption coming up.
Cool.
So we did NACUSA. So we're out and about.
Tom, if there are veterans activities going on, or if there are businesses or nonprofits or just people out there that would like to know more about some of what we've talked about or want to reach out to you sponsorship-wise or any of the above, can they reach you, or is there someone where we could direct them?
Well, if you're going to the VFW, as an example, they are listed in the phone book.
Okay. There you go.
And that facility is also for rent if anybody needs it for a Christmas party.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, good to know.
Now's the time.
Maybe the WFHR Christmas party may be over there. Who knows? Maybe that's what we should do. Appreciate you, Tom. Thanks so much. Tom, you'll be joining us going forward here, right?
That's what I've heard. Bill recruited me.
We just want to send, a big thank you to Bill Heck, joining us for years on this station and doing this. And, the two of you, a lot of our veterans out there, getting us informed, and so we know about these activities, and we can get them out there. It's one of the most vital things we do here at WFHR.
Yeah, we appreciate it very much because we know the word gets out. That's why when something comes up, dear James.
Yes, exactly. Always look forward to those emails, Tom. Thank you so much for the time. We'll talk again next month.
Sounds like a plan.
And we'll be back with more mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 93. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tonight, lows dip down to about 68. Cloudy skies. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow, highs around 75. Cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 76.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, and James here with you. Getting ready to hang out, get some dancing in.
We've come a long, long way together. Through the hard times and the good. I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to pray.
Got some fun stuff to get into as we take you to the top of the hour. Do want to thank our good friend Tom Heiser for joining us right there with our veterans update. Tom and the VFW Post 2534 can be reached at 715-600-0401. That's 715-600-0401. Of course, our VFW is at 2711 Redden Road in Wisconsin Rapids. You're heading out of town or heading into town, can't miss it.
Nope. No, it's right there.
It's one of my favorite things to see anytime I go see Bree up in Point. I go past the VFW
right by it,
and
yep.
Give it a tip of the hat every time I pass it. Let's talk opposites attract.
All right.
You know, I thought that it was one of Paul Abdul's more underrated songs. Mm-hmm. I really felt... No, I'm sorry. Okay, I thought we were going to be diving into the pop hit Opposites Attract from Paul Abdul.
Great video,
that,
too.
Great video, Scat Cat.
Yeah.
But no, that is not where we're going with this. And God, if anybody else got that reference,
that's
other
a good
than the
one.
Three of us, thank
yeah.
you. Thank you so much. Because I didn't realize how old of a reference that was until I was saying it out loud.
It's true. But,
it's a bad one.
We'll own it.
So would you say your relationship is an opposites attract scenario? Well, you might actually have more in common than you think. A new study found opposites attract might just be a myth. We're way more likely to end up with people we have stuff in common with. They looked at old studies that analyzed 22 different traits. Then they did a follow-up that looked at 80,000 couples and more than 130 traits.
Wow.
Everything from religion and core values to each person's drinking habits. Overall, they found most couples have similar habits and views on more than 80% of stuff.
Wow.
And substantially different views on just 3%.
Wow.
Things we're most likely to have in common include our political views, religious views, education level, how much each person drinks and smokes, and even the number of sexual partners you have had.
Wow.
And this part's interesting. They did find that extroverts don't necessarily go for other extroverts, but they're no more likely to go for introverts either. It's a coin flip.
Right, right. That makes sense. Yeah.
Overall, though, they found that opposites attract is definitely overrated. Quote, birds of a feather are indeed more likely to flock together.
Mm-hmm. And you know, maybe the it's, and I don't know if they address this in the study, of course, because we're not looking at it, but more of a the attraction at first kind of thing, Ooh, this person is, mysterious or something like that. Maybe that is attractive to you at first. But I think if you're looking at a long-term relationship, then I think it would make more sense if you shared more values than you didn't. That just seems like common sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it would be a little harder to live day to day if you were complete polar opposites on just about everything.
That would be tough. Yeah, that would be rough.
I like food. I hate food. I like water. I hate water. I mean, it would be tough to live that way.
It'd be tough to live, period.
Yeah.
If you hate food and water.
That sounds like a rough existence for that person.
Yeah, no kidding.
I don't know. Maybe I am just that much of an outlier or just that weird.
Okay.
I don't know if I've ever dated really somebody that I have that, like, the 80% of stuff in common with.
Wow.
I will say, as I've gotten older, I've definitely been with more people that I'm more like than ever,
mm-hmm.
than I especially was when I was younger. But I don't know that there's that many people walking around like me, And when I do run into them, I'm more worried for them I'm just kidding.
Like that, yeah.
I'm joking. I honestly, it's one of those things that I find so valuable the older I get, is running into people that you do have a like-mindedness with, but that are also themselves, and you have things that you're completely polar opposites about.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's so much fun when you do run into a mix of that. And I don't know that I think we've used the phrase opposites attract to what you were both kind of touching on a little bit already, dating. Not like seeing something, not like, because to me, I guess I just look at it as a different thing. Dating is loose.
Sure.
You go out on a date or two here or there.
Yeah.
And, nothing too serious. Maybe you don't want to go to a concert by yourself, so you bring so-and-so with you or something like that.
Yeah.
Whereas, seeing somebody, it's a little bit more, all right, I'm off the market. this is my person. I'm just with this person, that kind of thing.
Well, and even if you and I can't imagine that there's any relationship where you're like 100% on everything. That would be weird. I'll use Beth and I as an example. The eternal fight that we have about how the top sheet should be put on the bed. Should it be the outside, on top where, you're sleeping, so you go in, so it's like that. Or is it the bottom side?
Yeah.
Does that go against your skin? Because we've had some knockdown, drag out fights about which way the sheet should be on top of the bed.
That's fantastic.
So, well, anyway.
It's those little things. My mom did put the sheet on the bed so that when you fold it over the top of the, the top edge folds over the comforter, you see the pattern.
That's right. And then that's what I am. That's what I am. Beth is not.
Oh, so you put the sheet on upside down too, huh?
Yeah, I do. See?
Yep.
it's a contentious issue.
The one I seem to run into with anybody is I like to flip, I like to pull the sheets under my, I like wrap them in my feet. So I pull my feet up. And I'll whip them under my feet.
Tuck it under.
And nobody has ever been okay with this.
I'm trying to think. I'm like, wow, that's interesting. You know?
I've never met one person.
The man is crazy.
What are you doing? Like, I've had people wake up. Like, I'll come to bed after they're already asleep. I do this. And like, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Like, why? Well,
it sounds like you're trying to do somersaults on the end of the bed.
No, I'm laying down, and I lift my legs up, and I do it very, quiet, or I lift my legs up. I got big feet. people. It's not easy keeping these things warm.
Oh,
I got frostbite in my toes. I got big feet. I got frostbite in my toes. It's nice to
justify. Look at this. I love it.
People ask me why I pull the sheets out from the end of the bed, like at a hotel or something, and we get there and we're settling in. I will actually go and pull the sheets out of the bottom of the end of the bed because I have to be able to move the sheets. I can't feel trapped. And sometimes I will tuck the my feet get cold, so I will tuck my feet into the blankets as well, James. But I don't do a somersault when I'm doing it. Or maybe it's just because I have smaller feet. I don't know.
I can't have
the sheets tucked in.
Yeah, yeah.
Really? Really?
Nope.
Because I feel the opposite.
Oh.
I feel like it's too free and floaty if they're not, it's not tucked into the bottom. It's kind
of, that's the difference between me and you, Seth. I'm free and floaty, and you are tucked in and straight laced. It's just how we are.
To just wrap up this conversation,
I get on sheets.
I don't know. I love it though. I love the random rabbit holes we go down on this show. I will say I agree that, you know, that maybe that we've overdone it with the whole opposites attract thing and everything. I don't think a lot of us want to date ourselves either, though.
No,
I know I have no interest in dating myself. I think so. I do think that there's a little truth to this, where you want the best of both worlds. You want to have your cake and eat it too. You want somebody who you have some things in common with, but not everything in common with.
Right, exactly. Because otherwise, it'd be boring. You know,
I think there's some key core things that, you know, and you almost have to have in common with a person, to what Melissa was touching on earlier. And then there's this fun stuff, sort of. Being with somebody that, do we have similar music tastes? Sure. But then there's stuff that they like that I would never listen to, mm-hmm. and I get turned on to because they listen to it.
Right. I mean, that's the cool part of it. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah.
Where you're just like, listen to that when I'm not in the car.
Or what's that song? I gotta Shazam that. Like, I've never heard that before or something. Both sides I like. Mm-hmm. I like of it.
Yep, that's right.
We will take a break. We're going to come back. We got some That Ain't Right story, good stories of the day, and plenty more coming up for you on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
Choosing where you get your mortgage is important. You may be a home buyer looking for mortgage options, or a homeowner looking for a home equity line of credit. That's why you should consider a trusted partner like Members Advantage Credit Union. They can provide low and competitive rates and closing costs with free and easy pre-approval. Visit MembersAdvantageCU.com to learn about home loans or home equity options. That's MembersAdvantageCU.com. Members Advantage Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon with a high of 93. Southerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 68. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 75. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
Welcome back, everybody. Seth has got the dance moves on.
That was kind of nicely done. White guy dancing. Yeah, that's right.
Sad I missed that.
So, I don't know. Is that the mashed potato? I don't know what that
is. I don't know what that is. It's the roll. It's the Rick roll, maybe. I don't know.
Ah, the Rick roll. Nicely played. Nicely done. We got great stuff going on here at the radio station today for you. Join us from 3 to 4 for Midday Magazine. In part one, we got Stephanie Hartman joining us from the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center.
Very cool.
Nice.
Catch up with Steph. It's been a while, so that'll be fun. And in part two, we'll talk with our friends at the South Oconee YMCA, get caught up with them and all the great things going on at their local Y. Cannot wait. That is going to be a lot of fun.
Excellent.
Looking forward to all of that. Let's dive into our Then Ain't Right story here, and this is a doozy, everybody.
No, boy.
This is just a unique level of dumb. cops in Nebraska released audio from March where a guy called 911 to report that someone was driving the wrong direction down a highway. And it turned out it was him.
Oh, my.
Yeah, yeah. He was the one driving the wrong direction.
Everyone's
so he's calling to
direction.
Report everybody else?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, no.
He told 911 that a truck almost hit him head on and nearly ran him off the road, so they sent a cop out to stop whoever it was. But when the cop eventually caught up with the wrong way driver, the guy who called 911 was sitting in the driver's seat.
Oh, boy.
By that point, he'd realized his mistake. When the cop asked if he knew why he got pulled over, he said, "Yeah, because I was on the wrong side of the road." He added that he must have missed an exit. But the real reason was he had been drinking.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
They arrested him, and it turned out he was over the legal limit. No surprise there.
No, not at all.
Just glad nobody got injured.
Thank God nobody got injured.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. We're very thankful for that. But calling the police when you're drunk? Really? That's dumb.
I have never gone on this station and said I'm a saint. I've been very honest with everybody that I've got a backstory. I've got quite a bit of a backstory, okay? But I can't wrap my mind around like how you could get that drunk. Like I don't know if in my life I've ever been that kind of like blacked out, you know, just where you're actually calling the like 911. Like I can't imagine. Wow. Yeah.
That's next
right.
level.
That ain't right. We need a palate cleanser, people. We need some good stories of the day. Wanted to mention, of course, our local Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Zoo.
Yeah.
I believe that they are still open for a couple more weeks here of the season. I could not find the exact dates, but I do believe so. If not, a big thank you to the zoo for what they bring to our community and all the great work that they do over there and all the people that volunteer and everything. Yeah. Really appreciate them. And a thank you to the animals. Thank you, animals, for being so friendly and so kind.
Letting us ogle you, yes, you know. That's kind of you to do that.
Got a llama and some goats and animals.
A Z-donk. Yeah. They got a Z-donk, man.
So many great animals over there.
Love saying that.
Yeah, check out our Wisconsin Z-donk. Rapids Municipal Zoo. And a big thank you to everybody that got names in for the dog park.
Yes.
Looking so forward to that. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, can't wait to see the finalists.
Yep.
Want to thank our friend Diane for making us cookies. Thank you for those, Diane.
Delicious, Diane. Delicious, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Bill Heck and Tom Heiser with our monthly veterans update. Mm-hmm. Now, I know Bill wasn't with us today, but Bill has joined us for years now.
Here.
Yes.
We greatly appreciate him. Bill and his wife are moving out of the area, so Tom has taken this over, and we greatly appreciate Tom doing that.
Thank you, Tom. Mm-hmm. It's very nice.
Thank you.
Big appreciation for that. Mm-hmm. Let's look at some other good stories, maybe not right next to us, but local.
Okay.
In Vilas County, they had a moose sighting.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources posted on Facebook that a moose was spotted in Vilas County in June. The DNR says it's the first confirmed detection this year.
Wow.
Wow.
The photo was taken with this snapshot from Wisconsin Trails cameras, part of the Snapshot Wisconsin program that the DNR has with people. I think that is a really cool program. That's a whole other story, too, that I think is cool. But all these local dash cams, local cams. Trail cams working with our DNR and stuff.
Yeah, that's really cool. Moose are really cool-looking animals. Yeah. They're very strange and... Bullwinkle.
Yes.
But they also terrify me. Moose are scary.
Yeah.
They're huge. They don't move for no one, man. You can scare a bear. You can get them moving. You can't move a moose.
No.
They're not moving until they're darn ready, you know? And they're fast. And they're just terrifying.
When they do move, they're fast.
Very fast.
A police officer near Detroit who happens to be named Brendan Fraser.
Oh, no. Poor guy.
saved an 18-month-old kid's life last Tuesday, and his dash cam got it all on video. He pulled a car over for doing 80 miles an hour in a 45. It turned out the kid's mom and uncle were rushing him to the hospital a half mile away. They were both panicked and even tried to stop him from helping so they could get him to the ER. But Brendan smacked the kid in the back a few times and got him breathing again. He's expected to be okay.
Way to go. Good on you, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A military dad in Ohio surprised his son on his first day back at school last month. His son's name is Eli, and he just started second grade. His dad had been on a year-long deployment. Eli's teacher told the class that they had a special visitor, and his dad walked in dressed as the school's tiger mascot. When he removed the head, Eli immediately lunged at him and gave him a big hug.
Aww. That's sweet. That's
sweet.
I could spend my whole day watching those videos and never get tired and probably die of dehydration from crying or getting all emotional from them and everything. Yeah.
Don't recommend that then.
Yeah. And a 9-year-old cat named Barney finally got adopted from a shelter in Iowa after spending his whole life waiting for a forever home.
Oh.
They'd had him since he was a kitten and he loves people, but he just somehow never got picked. Reddit got involved last month after someone posted a photo. Then a ton of people reached out to adopt him. The shelter ended up choosing a woman who was willing to drive all the way from Missouri to pick him up.
Wow.
Yikes.
That's pretty cool.
That's a great story.
And of course, you out there are our other good story of the day. We appreciate the best listeners in radio. Thank you so much for joining us. You too. Thank you so much for being best partners in radio.
You too, man.